boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I know you know the trend on TikTok. We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah.
I need you to participate that right now.
God, okay. I'll try.
Live on the air, okay? We listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay. This morning, I woke up a little late, but I had to take neighbor man to work, okay?
Yeah.
So I just threw on a shirt that I wore yesterday. And I didn't put on a bra, okay?
Yeah.
And I just went out the door, left, put on my winter coat. Then I ran some errands. I went to the grocery store. Like, you know, I had a winter coat on. Who cares, right? And then did other errands, came back home. I was running so late, threw the groceries in the refrigerator, threw them in the pantry, whatever. I came to work and realized I'm still wearing the same shirt as yesterday.
You know what? If you wouldn't have said anything, okay, I wouldn't have noticed, to be honest.
And I am also not wearing a bra.
Oh, Jesus.
And so what was really embarrassing is when the engineer comes in, he goes, are you really cold?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm wearing a winter coat, and I don't have the guts to tell him, sir, I can't take this off at all. Because I just was, that's been one of my days today. I just been running with my head cut off. I completely forgot what I was wearing today. Until it was too late. Oh, luckily, I'm wearing pants, thank God, and underwear and stuff like that.
I'm glad you... Thanks for clarifying.
But I'm not wearing any... Like, I'm wearing the same shirt I wore yesterday.
Yeah, and nobody would have known. Seriously would have had no idea.
Thank God. The rest of it,
I could have gone my whole life without knowing. Thank you very much.
But now I can't take this coat off, because who knows what's going to happen.
Well, now you definitely can't, because everybody knows.
Should I not have said anything?
I think this is one of those moments where you've said too much.
Okay, again, we listen. Come on, say it with me. We listen.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it. We listen.
We listen and we keep our distance. Okay, you stay on your side.
We've got our last Stuff the Wagon coming up on Monday, which means our show is not in studio. It's live from a trunk.
That's exactly right. And at that point, hopefully the weather has calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it's supposed to. And that's where you can find us, is in the parking lot of Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in the trunk.
From 3 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. You just can bring by any donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society, whatever really fits your budget. We would happily take from you.
Yeah. So this is your last opportunity. If you want to help out with our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society, you could do that. Come up on Monday. Tyson's on 16th Avenue.
And we're very competitive. We're on the good track of beating last year, but we've got room to grow, that's for sure.
100%. So we need your help.
We definitely need as much help as you can provide to us. You can find all the most needed items on our website at KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really cannot believe that in 2024, I am saying there's High School Musical drama.
Like the movie or the TV show?
The movie.
Cool!
I'm talking OG right now.
Who's the drama, Sharpay?
No, the person who's kind of stirring things up is actually somebody that you don't even see in the movie. That's Drew Seeley.
Don't know who that is.
You don't know who Drew Seeley is?
Not, at least not off the top of my head.
Okay, well, he is in the movie. I think it's Another Cinderella Story with Selena Gomez. He's the male lead in that. But he is not in High School Musical. He's actually the voice, the singing voice of Zac Efron.
Oh, gotcha. That they used in the first movie because.
So he's stirring up some drama, and who knows if she'll even respond. It's very much one-sided beef right now with Vanessa Hudgens. Okay, so let me give you some background about how we even got here, even though the movie came out like so many years ago. I learned a lot in this deep dive. I had no idea that High School Musical originally was supposed to be Grease 3. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
This is way back in the year 2000, and originally it was Paramount that owned the script. They wanted to do Grease 3, and they wanted to cast Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake to play the leads.
Sick!
But
what happened?
Well, they
Who
saw
ruined it?
How bad Grease 2 was.
I think Grease 2 is actually better than Grease 1, but that's just me.
You're the only one. The numbers and the money made off of it speak very differently. So then Paramount quickly turned around and they sold it to Disney, who was like, we're not doing this as a Grease 3. We're going to change it. Disney has it. They hired Drew Seeley originally to play Troy Bolton. So he was supposed to be the guy originally. But then they hired Vanessa Hudgens, and she was 7 years younger than Drew was. So they were like, it doesn't really, they don't look right together. It's also kind of like a weird age gap. So they fired him and brought in Zac Efron to play Troy Bolton. Now, Disney didn't think Zac Efron was a good enough singer, so they dubbed his singing voiceover.
Well, isn't it also because the music was also written for a lower register and his voice wasn't at that range?
Maybe, but also it kind of sounds like Zac Efron did record the songs because he didn't know that his singing voice was in it until it premiered on TV.
What a dig.
I know.
I would have been ticked.
Already things are awkward, but then I'm sure you remember back in like Disney, teen Disney days, they would go on like concert tours.
Yeah.
So they took High School Musical out for a concert tour and they didn't ask Zac Efron to go.
Yep, I knew
they
that.
Sent Drew Seeley because
people were like, why, where's Zac Efron?
Well, it wasn't his singing voice and they didn't want to send Zac Efron out and people be like, that doesn't sound like the movie. So now Drew Seeley in 2024 is coming out and saying that that tour was absolutely miserable for him.
Why?
Because of Vanessa Hudgens.
What'd she do?
That she was just like really mopey. She was miserable because now knowing that Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens like dated at that point, she just wished it was Zac there. So she kind of took it out on Drew Seeley instead.
She just wanted to be with her man.
But now, I mean, she's married to somebody else and has like children with somebody else. Why are we bringing this up? Can you believe it?
That is like somebody from high school who can't get over high school drama. So they brought back high school drama after like you graduated 20 years ago.
Exactly. They brought back High School Musical drama.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
One of my favorite things to do in life is steal, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, my God.
Not like that. I don't go robbing banks and stealing from the stores. If that's what you thought, that was the worst thing that you could think, because that's not what I'm talking about.
It's what you said.
Well, I've meant I like stealing other people's ideas. Jeez Louise.
Still not great, but okay.
I like, for instance, I'm stealing your idea. I'm stealing something you were supposed to do. Well, I hope you're still doing this weekend. You and your mom are gonna bake this weekend.
TBD with the weather. Ugh. At some point this weekend, we're hoping to Christmas bake.
Do you guys do this every year?
Yes, but it's not like super traditional. Like, I'm sure some people are like, okay, we always gather at our aunt's house and these are the recipes we make. We don't really have like traditions like that, but at least some of me and my siblings and my mom try to get together and do some sort of baking
every
year.
But you don't have like a set thing that like every year it is puppy chow, we are doing sugar cookies, gingerbread.
Not really. I mean, we have things we got to do, the Oreo balls. My mom does have like a sugar cookie recipe that's been passed down, but she actually was like, I don't want to. It's too much work.
Okay.
Not this year. And I'm fine with that.
But you for sure doing the Oreo balls.
I got to do the Oreo balls because they're so good and they freeze so I can eat them into 2025.
But otherwise you don't know what else you're doing?
I sent her a couple of recipes last night because I really want to do some fudge. Oh my God, do I want to do some fudge. So I sent her sugar cookie fudge.
Okay.
Since we're not doing sugar cookies, I thought, why not fudge? And then I want to make homemade oatmeal cream pies, my favorite Little Debbie snack. And then I called her last night and was like, do we have enough? Like, is this a good enough list? I don't know how much baking you're running to do. And she goes, oh, I haven't even added what I want to make yet. So I don't even know what's going to happen.
Going to have a whole freaking buffet.
Like, full on Betty Crocker this weekend is the goal.
Okay. Well, I love that because you had told me about this yesterday for the first time. And I was like, oh, you know, my oldest sister did something like this for many, many years. She kind of had something around the holidays that she would spend a whole weekend baking. And the only thing that I remember that she always had to do was puppy chow. That girl makes
classic,
some serious puppy chow. I feel like some people can do it right and some people can do it wrong.
Oh, there is good puppy chow and there is bad puppy chow.
100%. She makes it correct, in my opinion. But you know, for the last several years, she hasn't really been doing that. And sometimes I would help her, but she hasn't been doing it. So you kind of inspired me because when I was at the grocery store, you know, because ice is coming, got to get my bread, my milk, and my eggs.
You and everybody else.
I was there and I was like, you know what? What am I going to do when the power's out? If the power goes out or, you know, I don't
not
prepare
use
for
the oven.
Or if I'm bored because the ice is here, I'm going to bake. So you inspired me.
I'm saying it's going to be so much fun.
So I got stuff to make sugar cookies.
Nice.
But I don't want to make them lame. So I don't know if you can correct me. I don't know how to bake, to be quite honest with you. So I'm going to put little sprinkles in it. I hope that's allowed.
Are you going to frost them?
No. Where are you supposed to?
Are you serious?
Taylor, I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, are you actually serious? You're going to just have dry sugar cookies?
Aw, crap. Do I got to go get frosting now? Aw, crap. Are you being serious?
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious. Oh. The recipe I had didn't say anything about frosting. I'm following a recipe from somebody. It didn't say anything about you have to have frosting. Maybe it was at the bottom and I didn't get to that part. Oh, man, I got to go back to the
You're back to the
store.
Grocery store tonight. I am so concerned about you right now.
I am too, a little bit.
What is going on? So we were just talking about how I had told you that me and my mom are going to do some Christmas baking this weekend, and you now are like, well, if we're going to be like iced in, I might as well do the same thing. So you're making what?
Sugar cookies.
Okay, and then I asked, are you going to frost them?
I just want to make it clear the recipe never said, and I just looked again, does not mention anything about frosting. So I slipped my brain.
Okay. Maybe there are people out there that eat sugar cookies without frosting. But when I picture a sugar cookie, especially a Christmas one, they're always frosted.
I just was going to do a sugar cookie with just some sprinkles mixed in the dough.
I mean, okay, whatever. I guess if you want to do that, I think it sounds a little
dry. But now I'm
thinking
I got to do frosting on it.
Frosting is going to do nothing but make it better.
But I got to make it homemade? Oh, God.
No, I mean, no, that's up to you. They sell so many different cans and tubs of frosting these days. You could probably just, if you don't want to make it, you could buy it. There's nothing wrong with buying it.
Is it going to be just as good?
Probably. Okay. Well, with how you cook, it might be better if you just buy the frosting.
Okay.
But I'm even more concerned because after we were talking about this on air a couple minutes ago, you said even more concerning things to me.
Well, I was reading the instructions on how to make these sugar cookies.
Because it's clear that you didn't, okay?
To be honest, I didn't. I just looked at what the ingredients were that I needed.
You go, is a stick of butter a cup? And I said, no, I'm pretty sure that's a half cup.
Well, I only have one stick at home. So now I got to go get more freaking butter because I need a whole cup. So we're not starting off very well.
Yep.
So I got to go back out for more butter for the stupid sugar cookies now. But then I'm reading it and it's like, oh, you've got to mix it all together and let it set for 2 hours. That would have been nice to know because knowing me, I probably would have started the oven and then been like, well, turn the oven off.
Uh-huh.
We got to let these suckers sit for 2 hours,
that's
apparently.
That's important.
Then it says heat at 375, roll and cut into shapes. I don't got shapes, but I got to go get shapes.
You don't have any cookie cutters.
No, I don't have any cookie cutters.
Okay.
Because I got to go get shapes. Place on lightly greased cookie sheet. I keep forgetting that I don't have cookie sheets at home.
Again, maybe a little bit important.
When I baked you, remember when I baked you a cookie a couple weeks ago and I brought it into work?
Yeah.
I had to make that in like a casserole dish because I keep forgetting I don't have cookie sheets.
Uh-huh.
And I keep screwing myself over.
Okay.
So I got to go buy cookie sheets now. This is stupid. I don't even want to do this.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, are you just going to go to the store and pick up some pre-made sugar cookies at this point?
Well, I've already, but this is what's dumb is I've already bought powdered sugar, almond extract. What am I going to do with that now? That's just, and cream of tartar. What am I going to do with that now? I have to make these stupid things. I have to.
Well, you got quite the grocery list now.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Not much to report on outside of the Z102.9 window. And honestly, I'm really just kind of jealous of all the people that got to see that the Weather Channel's here.
You think they're hanging out all weekend long?
I don't know. So I'm sure people have seen this. I have seen so many people on Facebook sharing it that the Weather Channel sent out Jackie And she was reporting live, like right down by the Cedar River this morning, about the upcoming ice storm that everybody is.
This like never happens.
That's, I feel like it is a very Iowa thing where it's like, yeah, a storm. And then the Weather Channel comes and people are like, okay.
Time to take it seriously now.
That might be something we got to take seriously.
I was like, oh, ice storm. But then when I saw the Weather Channel was here, I was like, okay, time to take it seriously. Where's my bread, milk, and eggs? Got to go to the store.
Well, yeah. I mean, you take your precautions. Make sure you're stocked up.
Stay home.
Stay home.
If you can.
And, you know, be prepared. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to tune in and see if they're hanging out around here.
I know.
Where
are they
going
to stay all weekend, or did she just come to a quick little clip and then she's going back?
I don't know.
Probably somewhere way warmer.
That's what I'm like kind of wondering, because that one photo of her in downtown, I've seen everywhere. And now I'm like, are you guys still here?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you hanging out? You want to come outside our window? I'll take a picture and have it go viral.
Do you also think that, like, I don't know, do you think like maybe we are like, do you think we're kind of like, I want to say torture, but like she was being bad and maybe she was like, okay, your project is now you're being sent to Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like it's a punishment?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know anybody that would be like excited about you're getting sent into a potential ice storm. Good luck.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she would be excited about it if I was her. I'm sure she's probably stationed someone warm, I would assume.
Maybe, maybe not. Or because, you know, like weather people are maybe like, oh, this could be like really cool to see.
Do you think maybe she was actually excited to be here?
I don't know.
Probably not.
If you're out there and you're listening, call us and tell us.
Let us know.
I'm curious.
I'd like to know, was it a punishment or are you actually excited to be here?
I don't know. I feel like moms are always really hard to shop for when it comes to the holidays, because everybody's like, what do I get my mom? Mm-hmm. It's like really difficult. Well, I actually would say my mom was making things pretty easy on all of us, me and my siblings this year, because all she asked is for a printed photo.
You got to go print it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard. There's a couple places you can do that.
It's really not that hard. So basically,
cheap actually too. A lot of them usually do sales.
Very cheap. So she has like a hallway in their house and she's had these picture frames up probably for 2 years. I'm sorry, mom, but they have nothing in them. Okay. She's never
put. Does it have the families that come with it?
No, it has some like weird scene, like trees and stuff. So whatever. It's not
good
that
for
bad.
Her. At least putting it up though.
They're up and she's just never gotten around to filling them. So what she asked for is for me and my two sisters and my little brother to each come with a printed photo of our choice to put in the frames. So we're doing the work
for her.
You know
what? Can I just say genius woman? Because if you know you're never going to get around to it, put that chore on to somebody else and that's a gift done.
Well, and then she doesn't have to scroll through our Facebooks and like pick something out and then have us be like, oh my God, mom, you picked an ugly picture.
Right.
Appreciate
that.
And
she's like, I haven't gotten to it in 2 years. I'm never going to get to it.
Exactly.
I'm going to make somebody else do it.
Well, and boy, is she loading on the pressure, because she's like, she sent us the size information. She wants it to be black and white so that they all match.
Love that.
She said it's $2.44 to print at Walmart, $4.49 to print at Walgreens. Priceless for your mother.
Jeez,
so no boy, choice.
Stab the heart, it felt like.
Gotta make it happen. And she was like, I don't even care what the picture is of. It can be of you as a kid. It can be recently. It can be you and your significant other. I don't care. So I was scrolling through my phone last night because I'm like, I really should get this done this weekend. Like, no reason for me to put this off. It's really easy to do. So I'm scrolling through my camera roll last night and I'm like, oh, I kind of want a picture of me and my boyfriend because
Been in the fam for a while.
Yeah, you know, and it's just another reason that he can't dump me if he's in my parents' hallway.
Nice. I like where you're
right?
going with that
right?
one.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was scrolling through
you can't dump me. You're on the wall, fool.
Exactly. Or you got to go over there and pull it off yourself. That's what I said. Anyways. So I was like, I want a picture of the two
I'm
of
using
us.
That.
We don't have that many photos together because we just don't, I don't know. I just never think to be like, oh, we look nice today. Let's take a picture. We just don't do that. So I don't have that many to choose from. But I found one from my sister's wedding. It was a professional photo of the two of us like on the party bus afterwards. So we look nice.
Are you hammered?
No, I wasn't yet.
Okay, good. Well, then I was like, that's a little concerning. You're picking that phone.
No. It's a really nice picture. And somebody, like her wedding photographer took it. So it's a nice quality.
Okay, good.
It's the two of us. We look nice. I'm glammed up because of the wedding and he looks good. He's got
we
his,
haven't
like,
had that many drinks. Yeah, but perfect.
Exactly. So I was showing my boyfriend last night, like, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Cause he knows I've been like trying to find a picture. And I show it to him and he goes, oh, ew. You look good. I look terrible.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, oh my God. What we're not going to do is this, okay? What do you want me to do instead? What's wrong with the photo? And he's like, I just don't like how I just look gross. I'm like, okay, I have this photo printed in our bedroom. So why is it now an issue? He's like, well, I don't know. Just print it, I guess. It's fine. I just don't really like how I look. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to print the photo and... That's going to be the end of the story.
I mean, the only other thing I could think of is you guys both have to doll up tomorrow when there's an ice storm and start taking photos in the...
No.
In selfie, you know, bathroom selfies. That's the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, yeah, he's got to deal with it.
I'm not doing that. If I'm going to be stuck at home, I'm going to be looking like a rat.
Yeah, I did go to the store kind of like everybody else is going to go to the store tonight or maybe has already went because, you know, we've got a big chunk of ice coming tomorrow. And a little bit tonight, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just because usually I do my groceries tomorrow. So I was like, well, I'm not going tomorrow. Got to get it done today.
Mm-hmm.
So I did do that. But mostly I was going out because I was panicking that I would be bored because of the ice. I know, like, you know, people might panic because they're like, I got to get eggs, milk, and bread and teepee, right? I'm panicked because I'm going to be bored.
Oh, God.
In the house bored. And so I was like, I got to get stuff to entertain me.
Like crafts?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, fair.
So, you know, I got a new Cricut. Well, I was supposed to technically not get this till Christmas, but Neighborman got me a Cricut for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to get stuff to entertain me with that Cricut. So I went out today and got stuff. There's ice tomorrow. I'm going to be bored. I got to be entertained by my Cricut tomorrow.
Yeah. Forget the snacks. Just get the Cricut supplies.
That's exactly what I did.
Well, okay. But you should have those things.
You should.
That will get you through the weekend.
Exactly.
But I'm glad you're not going to be bored.
That was my most concern.
I don't know. You would have made it out alive. I don't know if a neighbor man would have made it out alive.
Because then every 2 seconds I'm bored. I'm exactly like a toddler. I'm being dead serious.
No, I know. I know you're being completely, completely serious. I feel like the unthinkable happened to me last night. I was not in the mood to watch TV.
That's, you know, not really like you as somebody who's kind of a homebody.
I am. And I have a lot of shows that I'm into right now. I'm super into Love Island Australia. Okay. There's a new episode out almost every single day.
Wow.
And I look forward to going home and watching it every night and catching up with it. But for some reason last night, I don't know what it was. I got home late and my boyfriend and his brother had football on, which is fine. And they had that on while we were eating dinner and stuff. And as we wrapped up with that, my boyfriend goes to like change over to Hulu to watch our show. And I go, I don't really want to watch it. And he was like, what? Like it left us on such a cliffhanger the night before. He's like, how do you not want to watch an episode? I was like, I can't explain it to you. I'm just not really in the mood to like watch TV and pay attention super heavily. Because if we were going to watch it, I needed to be locked in. There's a lot of drama to follow.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, what if we just start it and then we can pause? I'm like, no, let's just save it for the weekend. We can just binge 2 episodes tomorrow night. So he was pretty upset with me. And then he ended up going in gaming because I didn't want to watch TV. I don't know. I just never really get in those moods where I don't want to watch anything at all.
I get into those moods quite often, to be honest with you.
What do you do?
I think, and I hate to say this, but I got to be honest, I'm going to blame TikTok for it. I think TikTok has honestly ruined my attention span, to be quite honest with you, because you can easily click to another video in like one little swipe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at first, the videos were really, really short at first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like my attention span is so short. It is really hard for me to honestly sit through an entire episode of a show. It has to be really freaking good for me to be into it, or even to like honestly a series. So lately I have just honestly been into, there are 3 shows or TV shows that I have been into that it's not that I'm like watching them, but more that I've been putting them on. And then I'm cool with if I miss a big chunk of it, it's fine. And it's more just there for like, I wouldn't say background, because I might watch it for like 5 minutes and then I space out. And then I might come back after 10 minutes. And those shows are SpongeBob.
Oh my God.
Because
that's
honestly,
genius.
SpongeBob, if you space out for 10 minutes, you really don't miss much.
Yeah, it still makes sense.
It still makes sense. You can space out for 10 minutes and come right back in and you can easily catch right back
up. Okay, I like that. I might steal that.
Also, Bob's Burgers, same thing. You can space out and you're just fine. And also with that, The Simpsons. Oh my God. I have been so into the freaking Simpsons lately.
Really?
Because again, same thing. You don't, all three of those shows, they don't have a continuing plot that you really need to be like so focused in. And the show, if you missed 15 minutes by scrolling on TikTok or scrolling on your phone, on Facebook, and then you're like, oh wait, I kind of wanted to watch again. You really didn't miss much,
right?
But it's still a good show. I'm not dogging on them. I really like them, but I like them as like, I wouldn't say background because I don't. I also do like watching them as a show, but you got to find a show like that, that like, if you're not really in the mood to watch TV, they're still good to watch. Those are my three shows that if I'm not really in the mood, I watch.
Well, it sounds like it needs to be a cartoon because you're watching a lot of cartoons.
It's a lot of cartoons because those are the shows that like, they don't really have a continuing plot. I don't know about regular shows with like humans in it, if they have anything like that. I think the problems are humans.
I need to avoid the humans.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So there's a trend of guys being a little bit of jokesters on TikTok right now when it comes to how they Christmas shop for their girlfriends. Or fiance.
I'm a sensitive Gus here. Is this gonna make me sad?
Maybe. I guess. It depends if it's ever happened to you, I guess. So the trend, it's like really cringy and probably a little over dramatic. The whole point is that they will have an idea from their girlfriend who says, for example, like, I really want a nice pair of UGG boots. And then it's clips of them going around a store holding a picture of UGG boots and being like, okay, can I find something that's like close enough to that? And it's not the exact same thing. Or let's say she asks for like a digital camera. So he's walking around the store being like, well, there's a GoPro. That's like basically the same thing. I'll just buy that. Or I don't know. She wants like a name brand makeup. Oh, I want like one of Selena Gomez's Rare Beauty blushes. But he goes to the store and is like, yeah, this Maybelline is probably the same thing. I'll just buy it for her. That's good enough.
Oh, so they're actually buying it?
I think they're making fun of it, like how they actually shop. But there are guys who say, yeah, this is kind of how I shop. She gives me an idea and I'm just like, yeah, I'll find whatever the closest thing is to it.
Oh my God.
The girls are not happy in the comments.
Well, I mean, I'm grateful for kind of like whatever I get, I guess.
Right. You know?
But I'm just like, at that point, just let me go to the store.
That's kind of what I like, especially when it comes to expensive things.
Like if it's my makeup, let me go to my store. Because like
I would never ask for makeup.
I'm like, some things just irritate my skin. But if it's anything else, like, you know what? If there's a substitute you'd rather give me, fine, whatever. If you don't want to give me Uggs, give me the knockoff. I'm fine with whatever.
I think it kind of depends on the person. But if it's something that like you have your heart set on, at that point, it's
like... But if
like,
you're just doing it to play with me, that's what irritates
not funny.
Me. That's just... You're just being mean now.
Have you ever had this happen where you, like, were expecting a gift and then they got you just, like, not the exact idea? I don't think it's happened to me. That's why I ask.
No, I don't think... So. But my ex's family, it was more like... They never got me anything I needed. Like, it was just like, it was like they always got me things that I never needed nor ever asked for. They never asked for Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And that's why I got a flask with alcohol in it. And I don't need that.
Didn't you also get a book about naming a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you win. That's bad.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Guys, I believe you when you say that us girls are a little bit confusing. But I also want to hand you the Uno reverse because I don't understand you either. Mm-hmm. I was shopping before I came into work today. And I was working on getting some stocking stuffers for my boyfriend. Just like small random stuff, you know, like socks. I wanted to get some sort of like
chapstick.
Yeah, stuff like that. So I ended up in like the man aisle at Target with really no vision in mind of what I wanted to get him. At first, I was like, oh, maybe like beard oil would be kind of cool. I looked at it and I was like, well, I don't, what if he hates it? I don't know. Like, is there certain things that you want in a beard oil? Do you want it to be scented? Also, it was a little more expensive than I thought. So I was like, okay, I'm going to move away from the beard oil because I'm confused about what it even is at this point. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like looking around more. I'm like, okay, like what else can I get him that's like equivalent of getting a girl a face mask, you know? So I see pictures of Dwayne The Rock Johnson everywhere in this aisle, okay? Apparently he has a new like men's personal care line.
Cool.
And
for women too?
Oh, I think anybody can use it. It's just, it's basically skincare, but there's a boy on it, which means the boys want it, I'm assuming.
I want it.
I was like looking at all the stuff.
It's got a sexy man on it. I want it.
Honestly, you should try it. I don't know if it like has a manly scent.
I don't care.
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it, honestly. I just was looking at the products. I saw that they had a little eye cream or an eye serum. I was like, okay, my boyfriend likes skincare enough that I think he'll like a little eye cream. So I bought it solely because Dwayne The Rock Johnson was on it.
Because he's hot or because you're like, this has got to be a good product because Dwayne The Rock Johnson made it. Like, what were you going because of that?
Good looking man.
Mm-hmm.
Men also like the man. Mm-hmm. Like, men think he's cool.
Who hates Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
That's what I'm saying. That I'm like, I feel like it's, I have some, a little bit of reasoning here because he's good looking. If he uses it, it's working. I think guys think The Rock is cool. So just that on the package is a win. And then I would hope that it's like a decent product, hopefully.
This is also the, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the same thing equivalent to Dolly Parton's putting her face on everything.
Yes. That, oh my God, woman, you're onto something.
Oh my God. She's on cake mixes. She's on literally everything. And just because her face is on it, I'm like, this has got to be good.
It's got to be an amazing
product.
It's
freaking Dolly Parton.
Who would have thought
Who
Dolly
hates
Parton?
Dolly Parton.
That's what I'm saying. Dolly Parton and The Rock. I never would have put those two together.
But pretty soon, every product in my house will either have Dwayne The Rock Johnson on it or Dolly Parton's face on it.
Yeah, keep me updated on that.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Last week, we took your favorite Christmas movies and we took them and we made them into trivia questions like Elf, Home Alone, Die Hard, Frosty the Snowman, just to name a few. This week, we're taking your favorite Christmas songs. None of them are safe.
Never.
And we're making them into trivia questions. So tonight's song, what Christmas song was the second song to ever be broadcast on radio?
Insane.
Well, not here on Z102.9.
Well,
we're not that special.
I'll give you a hint. I don't believe we existed yet at that point.
I don't think we were.
This is the beginning of radio times, okay?
Definitely weren't existed. I just looked at the year. Definitely not.
You can text in your guess of what Christmas song that was at 319-200-1029.
Can you imagine if we were the radio station? We would flaunt that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, we would have never stopped talking about it.
Oh my God, we'd talk about it every day. You'd be sick of us.
But it wasn't us.
It wasn't
Spoiler
us.
Spoiler alert.
But if it was, we would flaunt it
you
like
would
it
know. You would know.
If you saw us at the grocery store, we would brag about it.
You're the ones.
What Christmas song was the second song to ever be broadcast on radio?
This is crazy. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
We are taking your favorite trivia questions and we're making them your favorite trivia questions.
They're your new favorite as of now, tonight.
I butchered that. I meant to say your favorite Christmas songs and making them into trivia questions.
Yes,
that's what I meant to say.
Because there's a lot of unknown things about Christmas songs, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. So the trivia question tonight, what Christmas song was the second song to ever be broadcast on radio? I'm stealing your spot.
Oh my God. It's the Destiny Show. We've been switching the roles problem. All week.
That's the problem, is we switched roles, and so I immediately started doing that role. I'm sorry.
Allow me to remind you to text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, we're seeing 8147 guest Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
I could see that.
Don't ask me.
Okay.
That's about as much as our budget allows.
There you go.
1456 said, "Oh, holy night.
The stars are brightly shining."
What is yours, a rap version?
I have never been much of a singer.
I kind of would like that.
More of a talker. Not even that. 4582 said, "We wish you a Merry Christmas."
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We so, wish.
Oh, I didn't know you loved that one so much. My God. There's a lot of spirit in here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I take that one seriously.
Very seriously.
Very.
Noted.
I don't mess around with that one.
Okay. You're freaking me out.
Moving on before I get too serious around here. What Christmas song was the second song to ever be broadcast on radio?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and we will let you know what the answer is in less than 4 minutes.
Would you ever go caroling with me?
That is actually one of my fears. I could never. No. You know what? When I was little, my grandma, bless her, because this was the sweetest thing. She would get me and my cousins and my siblings together, and we would go caroling at the retirement home.
No freaking way!
In Anamosa. But I was too scared to sing in front of people, so I just stood there and mouthed the words.
I knew you would do that. I knew you were going to say that. So while everyone was going, "We wish you a Merry Christmas," you were going, "Wish you a Merry Christmas."
Yeah. Yeah, I was too nervous. I got stage fright.
No freaking way.
I couldn't do it. And I don't know that I could do it now. I don't want to sing in front of anybody.
Taylor Caroling. Come on. Let's do it.
No.
Those girls coming to a door near you.
Absolutely not.
Question tonight. What Christmas song was the second song to ever be broadcast on radio? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
In 1906, Oh Holy Night became the second song to ever be broadcast on radio.
Crazy. So this actually happened way back in 1906, way before Z-102.9 existed, on Christmas Eve in Massachusetts. This guy named Reginald Fessenden, he's Canadian, so I'm not sure.
Nailed it.
He did what is believed the first ever radio broadcast, and he started by playing a piece of music on the violin.
Did he play "Oh Holy Night" on the violin?
Well, that's where things get a little bit confusing, because I don't know what the first song was. They say that "Oh Holy Night" was the second one, but then I also see the song he played on violin is often cited as "Oh Holy Night." So I don't know. I don't know if there was a song, and then he read a Bible passage, so he was the first... allegedly, radio jock reading a Bible passage on Christmas Eve and then played "Oh Holy Night"
with a violin.
It's possible. Yes.
Well, okay. Reginald, way to show us off.
Dude, can you imagine if that was in our job description?
Must play violin. We would be fine. Like,
thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.